שלום שלום. חזרתי לכל מי שלא נבנה בית המקדוש ביומות, כאילו נחוב ביומות. What does it mean if it wasn't built in our time, like we have taken the fire and brought into the בית המקדוש and burnt it up? כל מי שלא נבנה ביומות, כאילו הוא החריבו את, like we did it. What does it mean? We want to become the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, Chas v'Shalom. We have a klal. Kol mi sheyesh bo das, kilu nivne Beit HaMikdash biyomov. If a person has das, if he uses the sechem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him, it's like rebuilding the Beit HaMikdash. Why? Because it says, ki keil Dei Ois Hashem. Das is between two Shem Ois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Keil is the Shem Shel Rachmim. Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, is another name of Rachmim. Keil Dei Ois Hashem. The name of Das, the Das is between two names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by the building of the Beis HaMikdash, it says in the Holy Torah, Tevi Eimoi, Vesito Eimoi Be'ar Nachol Osecho, מכל נשיב תכו פועלתו השם. You have one name of השם, יוד קי ווב קי, מקדש השם, כוננו ידיך. So the מקדש is between two שמות. So if you have das, like you have built back the Beis HaMikdash. What does it mean? באמס, we have to know, as the Gemara asks in Yuma, everyone knows the Gemara, they learned this shul in Bafayomi. Migdash Rishon Mipnei Machorav. What was the reason that the first Beis HaMikdash was Nechrav, was destroyed? So the Gemara says here, Mipnei Shalosh Averes Shehoyuboy. They were sinning, and it was Mefurash, the Averes that they did, in the Beis HaMikdash addition, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, because if you don't have those three basic things in life, you cannot conduct a Jewish life. Mikdash Rishon Mipnei Machorav Mipnei Shloish Od Vorim Shehoyu Boi Avoid Zore Vegilu Yarayes Ushpichus Domim. Avoid Zore is like you are doing against Hashem, you are denying Hashem. Gilu Yarayas, this is Chubban Olam. Because if people make adultery, so they are not mentioned anymore. Like Behemoth, like Chayas, who Behemoth. And Ushpichus Domim. If they kill each other, so there is no place for a community to exist. So this is the Chubban of everything. So you are not entitled to get the Beis HaMikdash, the place which brings holiness and Kedusha Sachayim, when you don't, you are not Mekadosh the life. So this was the first Beis HaMikdash. Mikdasheni Lama Chorav. What was the reason that the second Beis HaMikdash was Chorav? So the Gemara says, Mipnei Sinas Chinuch. The people did not like each other. Sinas Chinom, the Leitonim say, Sinas Chinom, they did not like to do anything voluntarily. Everything they wanted to be paid. They were Soine Chinom, to do a thing without getting paid for it, they would not like it. But Sinas Chinom means, Be'emes, there is no reason you should not like your Jewish friend, your Nazarid, and he is hating him. Why? Without any reason. He doesn't like him. Why? And this is the sort of the Chubban. Because people have to live together. And we know that this will bring to the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. It says in Gemara, but I do not remember now the Gemara. I think it's in Avodah Zarah, but I'm not sure. But the pasuk in Novi I found. It says in Hosea, it says in Posuk Yud Zayin, Chavur Atzavim Ephraim Hanachlo. So the Mari Kora, Rabbi Yosef Karo, brings down the Gemara, but he doesn't quote where the Gemara is. So Chavur Atzavim Ephraim Hanachlo, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, כשישראל מתחברים לעבוד לזורר, כביכול אין הקדוש ברוך הוא מזיק להם. Even they are denying השם חס ושלום. But they are together, they are חבור, one חבורה, they are together, הקדוש ברוך הוא לא מזיק להם. אנחנו, הקדוש ברוך הוא, let them for another time. אבל, and that is the פסוק in הושע י', חולק ליבם, אתה ישמו. The Gemara there brings together like it's one פסוק. But here in Novi, it's in two different prokim, in the same Novi, in Novi Oshaya, from Treasar, but in the posuk there, it says, Cholak Libom, Ato Yeshamo. If there are not any more one Chabura, everyone thinks in his heart another opinion, Cholak Libom, Ato Yeshamo. Now I will pay them for the time they denied me. Even Chas V'Sholom, there is a void the Zohar, they deny Hashem, but they are together. There is something that will bring them together back to Hashem. But if Cholak Libom, if they are not in the same opinion all together, and therefore he brings down their Rav Karo, אבל כשחולק ליבום, אתו יהיה שמו. זה לפי מדרושי. He says this is the medrash. But Chazal are darshaning from the pasuk that, so we know that to regain, to get back the binyan of Beis HaMikdash, we need others. And you should love another Eid without any reason. Because the Torah says, Lo tishna esachicho bilvavecho. The Torah is makpid on the sinner and the heart. No one knows what is going on in your heart. But Kodesh Baruch knows. And if even in their heart they don't have anything about another Eid, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very satisfied and he helps them to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Anyway, the Beis HaMikdash will come down from itself. Mikdash Hashem, Koinonu Yodeva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring it down. But to get the reason and everything is totally in the reason. As we find in the Beis HaMikdash tradition, what was the reason? We said that those three things, and therefore the Gemara says Biro Tochia, the Beis HaMikdash will show us what is more important. If the sin of chinam that was in the heart and it was hidden and they did not know what the reason was, or the three big averes that Rodom is mechuyev to be Meister Nefesh on that, what is more important? So the Gemara says, you see, by the first Beis HaMikdash, after 70 years, they came back. Leket Shivim Noishati. Why? Because the reason was known. So if a person knows that he has sinned many times, he will think, what did I do? And he will repent. But if he doesn't know the reason, he never will think about it. So he will think, what is the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes us such a long goddess? And they won't think about the real reason that this is sin of chinam, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't give them back the Beis HaMikdash. We have to have avos chinam. We have to show that we don't have any complaints and any kindness on each other, in order that we should regain, we should get back the schus of building the Beis HaMikdash. Otherwise, and the Gemara says here another reason on the second Beis HaMikdash. Why did he was in Choret? Because it was Loshnore that Bar Kamtza spoke about Klal Yisrael. Bar Kamtza was a Rosh, such a Rosh like Komana Rosh. And he said, he's not only angry on the man that invited him, but he's angry on Klal Yisrael, and he went to talk to the king that the Mordechai Yehudoi, the Jews made a revolt against you. So he is entitled to any bad words to say about him. But look what the Gemara says in Gittin. The Gemara says, "Omar Rabbi Lozo, bo re'ei kama godul koicha shel busha." Shakudush Bochu, Ozar, he helped to Bar Kamsa that was such a big Rosh, he helped him to bring to destroying of the Beis HaMikdash because they made him a busha. He said, "I will pay the whole Suda," they didn't listen to him. And he has seen there were Talmid Chachomim there, and even so, no one reacted. So he said, Chachomim also are the same like everyone. They don't say anything when they are insulting me so much. So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was marked on the meaning of insulting, of busha. So far is the koyach busha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was marked and helped him to bring to the room of the Beis HaMikdash. For sure, there were many other reasons, as the Gemara says in Bob Metzia, Posku Bohem, Anshei Emune. There were different fibers that could bring to the Chum of Beis HaMikdash, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited. He still didn't bring the Chum. When it came to Busha, the covet of another person is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very important. We find by Bilam HaRosha, was then in the world such a Rosh like Bilam? Elokeim shel Elu, Sein Ezimo, he gave them the data of Benoy Smoyov, he gave to Bolok. And Bilam, there's Bilam HaRosh Orgu Lefichorem, and he was killed. And even so, we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makpid, on even from the Busha, not to be Metzayer, another human being. And by him, by Bilam, Chazal say after the autoin, after the donkey spoke to him and she gave him Musa, she died. How do we know that she died straight away? Because the Malach said to him, when the Malach revealed to Bilam, he said to him, "Lu yesher v'yadi, ki ator orak ticho, I would kill you, v'oisa ech yeti." So to be Mechaye Metin, she was dead already. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu take away the donkey? Chazal say, because Bilam was not entitled to get such a busha that everyone, when she will go in the streets or by the market, will say, "This is the Otan that gave Musa for Bilam." So for such a busha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested that he should not get punished what he is not entitled to get the punishment. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything, b'mido u'b'mesoiro. You cannot get more when you are not entitled to get more, and you cannot get less if you didn't make tshuva. So by him HaKadosh Baruch Hu was marked and he killed the osoin. So how do we have to conduct ourselves as another eat? And the Mashgiach in front of Reb Chatzki was always saying that one of the first questions when a person comes upstairs, Le'yoy Madin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks him, "Im lachto es chavercho," did you make your friend to be your king? To a king, you behave in another way. You think about the words that you are saying, and you are looking every single move that you do, it should be correct. So, another Eid has to be in our eyes our king. We have to behave in front of him and to give him the most of the cover that could be. We find by Rabbi Akiva yet 24,000 Talmidim, and all passed away between Pesach La'atzeres. Why? Shelo inohagu kovay zeh b'zeh. What does it mean? They were big each one of them could be mechayim meitim. They were tanoim, and even so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not merachem, because the covet of another Eid is gefelach. You have to give such respect to another Eid. You never know what is going to come out of him. Once the Pony Bisharov came to South Africa, and he went to a big oisher to ask him for money for the yeshiva. So his uncle was there, the grandson was there. He said, "I'm surely not going to learn in your yeshiva." And even this young man won't come to your yeshiva. He doesn't know even about nothing. So the Pony Bisharov said, Oh, don't say that. So he asked him why. He said, I will tell you. It says in Gemara in Gittin, Mibnei Bonav Shel Homo Naroshe, Londo Tera Mibnei Brak. Are you worse than Homo Naroshe? Even he wasn't a religious man, but he heard about Homo Naroshe. Even a secular Yid knew about Homo Naroshe. So he said to him, are you worse than Homo Naroshe? From the kinder of Homo Naroshe, Londo Tera Mibnei Brak. How come that from Homo came out such a good thing? Because Homo, Chazal said that by the end of the days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if they don't repent, ma'amid lehem melech kosher kehomon. Homon was not the melech, but he conducted the whole meluch there. Ma'amid lehem melech kosher kehomon, and he makes them to repent. So Homon brought to such a search of tshuva. Mordechai said to Esther, left noise of scholar Yudim, and Esther said to him to Mordechai, and he brought together all the Yidden. They were together. There was Ardus. And if there is Ardus, then there is a chance of rebuilding everything. So Klal Yisrael was Nitzun in that truth. So who brought to that? Homon. And because he brought to that, it was Zeche. As Chazal say the same Gedank, they say by Bilam. And not by Bilam, by Bolok. Bolok was Zeche, that from him came out Rus, that she is the Ema Malchus. Malchus based David, from there will come out Melech HaMoshiach, she is Gali B'Mero B'Yomeinu, from Rus, and she was the daughter of the king of Moab. So why? Because he brought Sheva Mizbochis L'Shem Shamayim. He intended, when he brought the sacrifices, that this will help to shelter the Eden, to kill the Eden. But he gave it with the all intention that it should help by Hashem. So because he had an intention, Hashem Shamayim, he was zeched to come out from Kodesh Baruch Hu, gives a punishment. But it's everything, it is like in a pharmacy. You have such a very good scale that you can, even grams, you can put on the scale. So by the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he doesn't count on that you were a bad man. If you had some good things, you will get from that schar also. So the main thing is, as we said in the beginning, Mikdash Hashem koinenu yodecho, because this is Mikdash Hashem for Alter Hashem, Mikdash Hashem koinenu yodecho, because it would be too shameless. Keil deis Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the day kol mi sheyesh bo das kilu nivne beis HaMikdash biyomo. And I'm very pleased to see a new Beis Medrash here. I hear this already 2 years. I did not know. Only now I heard about this Beis Medrash. I've seen one. I noticed, a guest of a while sees for a mile. I've seen here they don't talk in the middle of the davening. Such a wonderful thing. People are keeping their lotion and they learn Shmiras Lotion. It's a wonderful thing to keep the talk, because most of the problems between people are starting from Diburim. Not from my things, sometimes from Diburim alone. I believe that when I was a child, they told me that the first World War started because someone said a bad thing on the Kingdom of Austria. And then they started fighting. A bad word can bring to destructions of people and of nations. You have to keep your tongue. How holy is that you are learning the Chofetz Chaim every day? Gewaldig. So we see that Chazal pointed out that inyan of midas, this is the yisod of building or chazalim for machen the beis hamikdash. Those three Averas were outside the Kazakh that people learned, but they could get rid of them. But Sinafchinom and the hidden things, it's not so easy. So therefore we have to work on ourselves. In order to get back in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kor B'Yomenu, we have to think all the time, what can we do in order to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash? To make others, to make help. If a Shoveh of Yitzdoke, we have to do two things before Moshiach comes. As Rabbi Lezer said, Maya se odom, we notel mi chelo shel Moshiach, yasod betoyle u bigmilus chasodim. There are two points that we have to correct ourselves all the time. And Chazal say, Dover ze shalu lechachomim, Dover ze shalu lenevim. No one knew. If they did not learn Torah, they could say there was little Torah. Therefore, they were punished. No, they learned, but they did not give the priority. They did not understand how holy the Torah is and how holy it makes the daily life, the Torah. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to tell them that Shiloi Birchu B'Torah Tchila. What does it mean, Shiloi Birchu? If you are taking a fruit in your hand, you imagine yourself before you eat the fruit, what a pleasure I will have from eating that fruit. So you make a bracha, you thank Hashem for creating such a fruit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could create only bread and water, would be enough in order to live. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us pleasures also. So we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of many. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. So we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He has given us seichel. He has given das. And if we use the das to think about what is going to be the back Klal Yisrael, this will be the best. And as I said on Shabbos in Adas, in Beirab, I said the pasuk that went with me the old way when I went to the shul. O Yishia Esamecho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should redeem the Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is now, especially in Eretz Yisrael, in Beit Tzor. And we know that everything that is reminded of Eretz Yisrael is growing up. As I brought yesterday, Rashi says, Anar Agodol Nar Prat. There are bigger, maybe the tapes here is greater than the Prat. But why does the Torah say Anar Agodol Nar Prat? Because he was mentioned with Eretz Yisrael. So, if we think about Eretz Yisrael, we are becoming great people. Because everything that is mentioned together with Eretz Yisrael, Hoishia Yisamecho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should redeem his Jewish people. Uborech es nachlosecho, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless the portion of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is nachlos Hashem. David HaMelech, when he had to run away because of Shaul and he went to Gath, he said, Oisi Girshu, they sent me away from Eretz Yisrael. Only when Eretz Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eretz Asher Einei Elokecha Bo Mereshis Hashono Gav Achrizo. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, they sent me away from Eretz Yisrael. It was very sad about that. So Nachlosecha is Eretz Yisrael. Uboreches Nachlosecha, you should bless the Nachlos in your portion. Nachlosecha. Ureim, you should be the shepherd. Don't let others to be our shepherd. Only you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should be our shepherd. Ureim, v'nas'eim, and lift us up, Adolam, forever. That is the hope that we have, that if we are only in the hands of Hashem, and we love each other and we want to help each other. Torah, we are mechazik of the Torah and understand the chashivus of Torah, as it's a very nice saying, start your day with the Torah way. You are starting, and the Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said once, he came to ask him what he should do. He said, if you want the parnus should go good, start your day with a daf yomi. Learn something. This gives you a seder in the mind. No day will be successful, Beis Hashem. So start your day with the Torah way is a wonderful thing. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless the people that thought about that. And everyone should start his day with the Torah way. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be making success to everyone in all his endeavors, all what he needs. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring to the redemption of Gans and Klal Yisrael, which you'll see because of the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash, should be as Moshiach, it came to be mayor of your main.